Thank you, choir. Praise the Lord. We are going to sing a hymn. I want my wife to join me to sing this hymn. The hymn is titled "The Love of God." If you can sing, you can join us too. It will be on the screen too.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. The title of this song is "The Love of God." The love of God is greater far.
For me. Hallelujah. There's power in corporate prayer. Stretch forth your hand. Stand up and just pray for me so that I can minister life unto you. Because the word of God is life. It's quick and it's powerful. Hallelujah. Just pray as the Spirit of God leads you. Pray. Hallelujah. Pray. No interference from the kingdom of darkness in this preaching. Hallelujah. I stop all interference in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I lift up the blood of Jesus Christ against the power of darkness, the prince and the power of the air. The blood of Jesus Christ against you in this gathering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this gathering. This is the day you made for us to rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Father. I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to repeat this prayer after me. You can sit down or you can stand up. Say, Father, activate this word of gazing into glory in my life. Thank you, Lord, that you have chosen me as a part of your royal priesthood at the end of this age. Show forth thy goodness, the mercies and the salvation of God throughout this nation. As I partake of this word, Father, may I be filled to overflowing, not just with the word, but with the revelation of your word that releases life. I pray, Father, you will activate the angelic in my life and in our gathering. In the name of Jesus, release me, Father, to accomplish what you have sent me to do. Brethren, you are sent to do something. Ask God to release you and accomplish what he has sent you to do. I praise you, Father. Say it. I praise you, Father. One other thing, say it. Lord, the most important, I apply the blood of Jesus over my life, over our gathering. This seed will not be snatched away in Jesus' name. Amen. Be seated. Oh, you are all seated. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. We're still going to pray, brethren. I know you've heard about what's going on in Israel and all over the world. Some most group are for the Hamas. They cannot win. Be black life matters. They cannot win. Hallelujah. Why? God made a covenant with Abraham. The covenant is unto 1,000 generations. No matter the nations or the world we do, they cannot get rid of Israel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The same thing is applicable to you. No matter how people will gang up against you, they will fall for your sake. For it is written, no weapon formed against you or against us shall prosper. Any tongue that riseth up against us, in judgment we condemn. For this is a heritage of the servants of the Lord. Their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Before I go into the message, I believe that will come later. I want to share something with you. The title of the message today is, I am not alone. I am not alone. I am not alone. In all my journey, my God is with me. I am not alone, not alone. I am alone. In all my journey, Jesus is with me. I am not alone. Amen. I was praying towards this preaching today. The Lord spoke to me. Although he's personal, I will share with you. He said, Benson Idahosa. I don't know why he gave me that name, but there are some reasons I will share. Before I left Nigeria, the Lord told me something about my ministry connecting to this man of God. And the only time I saw him face to face was over the baseline before he died. That was in the 90s. There was a man he trained in a school by the name of the young man was Emeka, the black American, but he gave it name. He said, your name is Emeka. And the guy started the church over there in baseline, New Destiny. He came there to minister. I went there with Brian Nahoro. Because he knows Nahoro. He said, my people are here. He said, come out. Let me pray for you. And he prayed for us. But I heard a testimony about him after he died. Although I heard his voice, he said, I finished my mission. So I know his voice. The Lord, a man gave a testimony. He said, you are in Nigeria, in Benin City. I'm going to give you a gift. What is a gift? I say, I'm going to give you the angel that was with Idahosa, Benson Idahosa. What is the name of that angel? Angel Breakthrough. Anywhere that angel goes, there will be breakthrough. Hallelujah. I told you last time that The motto tuba the Lord will send healing. The motto tuba, I saw a bright light, first time in my life. But I did not respond. I have to make research and to know how to respond. And it has to do with God, the calling God has given up to me. So I'm not going to preach about myself today, but I want you to pray for me. When you are praying, call my name. It's how you say Brother Austin or Brother Augustine, and start praying in tongues. Hallelujah. I beg of you. I ask you to pray for me. Because we have to pray for one another. Hallelujah. We need to pray for one another, for God to give us unction, utterance, to speak boldly the word of God. Let's open our Bible to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. The book of Hebrews. The Lord is with you. Okay, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. There's a race that is set before you. Run it with patience. Trials, tribulation, persecution will come. Lay hold on eternal life. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I repeat. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Who started it? Brethren, who started it? Jesus. Who will finish it? Jesus. So look unto him. So I'm going to lay emphasis on that look. Because we pray the prayer together just now, gazing into glory. Because under God's glory, all things are possible. Have you seen Jesus before? Maybe the one you saw in the film. Do you know Jesus Christ can visit you? So we are going to pray. Lord, I want to see you. I want to hear you. I want to feel you. Do you know Jesus will visit you someday? Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ will come, you open your mouth. Is this really real? Not only in the dream, he will come literally to your house. He doesn't need a key to come to your house. Hallelujah. Brethren, I want you to desire it and pray it. Believe God. Your life will change for good. Hallelujah. What the Lord showed me was a continent of Africa. It was completely green. Its harvest is ripe. I know you have a part to play in that. I have a part to play in that one. We will not give up Africa. Thank God some leaders are rebelling against these Europe leaders. Why would they do your pressing us like that? Okay, let me leave that alone. But before I go further, I still really want us to pray for Israel. Let's look at Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The world, please, Psalm 24, and they that dwell therein. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. The world, and they that dwell therein. Continue, please. Next verse. For he hath founded upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Next verse. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. Next verse. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness for the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Let me stop there because I have so many scriptures to read to you. God made a covenant with Abraham. That covenant cannot be broken. Even if the Israelites are not responding to the gospel now. But you know, majority of them are already in the Lord. But we have to pray for them. And I need to point your attention to what is going on in America. Can you count the number of people that have gone through the border? Do you know terrorists are among them? I know what I saw in the 90s when I was working with Pastor Bob. A monsoon cloud was in downtown. When that happens, nothing can stop it. But we are going to pray that nothing like that will happen. Because they are going through the border. We don't know what they are. Because there's something like a suitcase manufactured by the Russians. If somebody sneak that into the nation, there will be trouble. Don't be afraid. God is for you. God is with you. God is in you. You are encamped round about them. Hallelujah. You are encamped round about with the angels of God. So let's stand up and pray for Israel. Straight forth to the east part of this side. No, this is not. This is east. Hallelujah. Pray for God to deliver Israel. Now give them upper hand over your enemies. You can discover that some Arab nations, they are withdrawing. They don't want to be involved because they've seen what the ISIS did is different from what they believe. That is extreme. Pray, brethren, pray. Thank you, Father, for Israel of the Lord. Have mercy upon them, O Lord. Have mercy and have your way in that country. And deliver them, defend them in the air, defend them in the borders, defend them all over within. Even those who are still hiding in that nation, Father, expose them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, arise and let all your enemies scatter in Israel and even round in Gaza. Lord, that they are trying to do. Empower them to do it successfully in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father, in the name of Jesus. Pray for America. Let's pray. That those who are hiding, that they'll be exposed. Let the Lord expose them. Their secrets will be given. I heard a prophecy that a man gave 2014. He said they are training pilots. And they want to hijack plane to do what they did in 9/11. That will not come to pass in Jesus' name. No matter the terrorists that are here, Father, expose them. Wherever they are hiding, their plans be exposed in the name of Jesus Christ. Arise, O God, in America. Let all your enemies scatter. O God, you said they will come one way and flee several ways. So shall it be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Be seated. God bless you. Looking unto Jesus. To look means to gaze at. Gaze at Jesus. God gave you mind. While you are here now, you can picture your house in Nigeria. While you are here, God designed your mind. You can gaze on Jesus in that manner. Unfortunately is that people prefer to use their mind to worry and begin to worry and worry. My son, my daughter, I don't know what is happening now. Your worriness will bring depression. Your worriness will bring problem. And you will have a long face. By having that one, you cannot solve no problem. What did the Bible say in Philippians 4:4? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Did he say rejoice in the Lord once in a while? How long is always? You see, this is something you have to do willingly. Even if you don't feel like rejoicing, just start singing and dancing. The Lord is beholding you. angels, the light that they start moving for you. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let's quickly look at this scripture. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. You are coming back to looking. Somebody there, please. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 through 18. It appears nobody there. Let me open my Bible. Hallelujah. Okay. Say, rejoice evermore. The next verse. The next verse, please. See, I have to depend on myself right here. Don't be here with us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Looking unto Jesus is gazing at Jesus and turn your eyes away from all other things and fix them on something. Not just something, focus on Jesus. It's looking. Okay, that scripture is not there. In everything, give thanks. How many things? This will help you in your Christian work. The sister that visited us twice is always still remember this scripture because I shared it with them those days when we used to have church. Don't worry. Even if somebody cut you off on the freeway, give thanks. Somebody cursed your mother, your father, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. The will of God, the word of God for your life. It's in the testament of God for you to give thanks. No need for you to curse back. There's a young man I met in Benihi Crusade. When I spoke up, he said, "Where are you from?" I said, "I'm from Nigeria." He said, "Oh, do you know the man who led me to Christ? He's in Nigeria. He has gone back to Nigeria. Can you please come and be holding Bible study in my house?" That's how our relationship started. The Bible study started growing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nigerians, you are not just here to work and make money. God brought you to do something. You are a missionary. That is what he told me when he brought me. He said, "I wanted to go back." It was 6 weeks they gave me at the point of entry. When the thing was fine, I was praying, "Lord, what do I do?" He said, "I have to hear for a mission, a missionary." Then I pray. He said, "Be a volunteer." I didn't know what that one meant. To be a volunteer. It was that same brother that I asked him. He said, "Prison fellowship are training volunteers to be going to the jail and prison to preach to people." That's how I became a chaplain. Hallelujah. So I shared that one with you because you think you are in America by chance. No. You are here for a purpose. Ask God. God will tell you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, your mouth, there's miracle in your mouth. There's power in your mouth. The word of God that you eat, it will come out with life of God to others. Hallelujah. Don't belittle yourself. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Because that's what the scripture says in the epistle of John. "You have got little children, for you have overcome them." It didn't say you are going to. You have. "For greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Who is in you? What is he doing in you? Oh. It's in you to help you, to put you over. "Father, put me over in this preaching today to bless my brethren." He will put you over. Holy Ghost is there to put you over, to grant you utterance, auction, boldness. Hallelujah. To look means to gaze. To look means to your eyes, turn your eyes away from other things and focus on Jesus. To look means to stare at Jesus. To look means to see with the eye and to see with the mind. is to perceive and know Jesus. It means to become acquainted with by experience, acquainted with Jesus by experience to experience. This is what God wanted to do. God wrote that one in the Bible for you and for me. That will go deeper every day, every day. Hallelujah. There was a scripture was coming to me. This scripture is in Revelation 10:7. It said the days of the voice angel, when he begin to sound, the mysteries of God should be finished as he has declared to his servants, the prophet. There was a vessel that God raised up. Now he's gone. We are happy to give some, his many member bodies, believers. Help to give some. Jesus is coming soon. Is it true? It's coming soon. Very soon. Be ready, brethren. Tight up your belt. This is not the time to look back. Because the Bible says, he that put his son upon the black, the plow, and look her back, is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. I have another scripture for you. Let's go further. This is Philippians chapter 3, verse 12 through 14. Somebody stay there? Let me depend on my Bible. Philippians chapter 3. This is what it says here, verse 12 through 14. Not as I had already attained, either all already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ arrested you. He gave you the faith to believe him. You are now a child of God. But see something, verse 13. Brethren, I cannot myself to be apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I want you to meditate on this. Throughout the whole week, please meditate on this scripture. The things that are behind are behind. Say it to yourself. The things that are behind are behind. Hallelujah. So why bring in the things that are behind to now? Oh, I would have been great. Oh, I would have married to this person. Oh, I would have been having some houses now. Please put those things aside. The things of the world are temporal. The one that is coming are forever. Please, the things that are behind, they are behind. Because you lost business, why meditating on that? Thank God and ask God to put you over. There's something great ahead of you. Let's go further. Then the next verse is verse 14. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So since we are running the race, we keep pressing. I'm pressing, I'm pressing until we gain Jesus in totality. Why? Because we are going to live with him for eternity. Now, the word Zoe in Greek means eternal life. That eternal life is in you. Because when you receive Jesus Christ, the Bible says, as many as received him, to them God gives power to become sons of God, even then that believe on his name. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Eternal life. What made God God? What deposited into your spirit? God gave you a brand new spirit. He did not reamend your spirit. It was a brand new one that God gave to you. Now, God wants that one to press to the mark of the high calling. That when God will finish with you, you will be like him. That's why John said, when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall see him even as he is. He that had his hope in him purified himself even as he's pure. What will make you pure? What will purify you? The word of God you will feed on every day. Brethren, I admonish you, please stop worrying about the past, your failure. Because that thing was affecting me. One day I even shared some things here. How I saw a dark cloud about a brother. There was no need for that. Hallelujah. That's why I shared the fruit of the Spirit last time. Because it was affecting me. I have to go back to the Bible. Back to the Bible. In times like this, you need a Bible. In times like this, oh, be not idle. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchors and griefs, they're solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchors and grip the solid rock. Amen. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the things that are behind and behind. Because if your partner leaves you to marry somebody else, they are behind you. Something good is ahead of you. Hallelujah. Maybe you lost a loved one. That person is already with the Lord, or maybe or not. But let that pass. There's something you can do about that one. I remember when one of our brother died. But by the time I heard it, it was already a week. I was praying that he should come back. The Lord said to me, they mummified him. It's already too late. It's in the mortuary. They pump a lot of things to make him look nice. That brother was a prophet. The first time I saw him was in Adesuwa Primary School when he came for his wife. And others testified of that one, even here in Phoenix, when he ministered to them. But I don't know whether he fulfilled his calling. Hallelujah. When God called you, don't let other things to replace your call, because you are going to answer. Amen? So you are going to answer. What would be your excuse? My wife, or my children, my business. Do you think that will fly on that day? No. Answer your call in Jesus' name. Amen. You still like me? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Be not afraid. Hallelujah. Because you are not alone. Remember Matthew chapter. Let me read the scripture now. Matthew chapter 28. He said, lo, I am with you always. Did he say once in a while? How long is always? I am with you always. Even if you don't know, he's right there. Two times now. The first one was a white lady. Second one just a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And they sit in the front seat. While we're talking, they look at my eyes. Say, your eyes is blue. My eyes is brown. But I always see that Shekinah glory all the time. That is what's turning my eye blue. I like it. Hallelujah. Although I'm not from Europe. My father is not from Europe. Hallelujah. See, God wants to go deeper and deeper in him. You will not miss out if you keep seeking him. Fast, pray. Fast, pray. Text on the promises of God. For the Bible says in the epistle of Peter, it said, by these promises, you become a partaker of God's divine nature. God put all those ingredients in promises. They are for you, not for God. They are for you to preserve you here on earth, to make you a more than conqueror. He gave them to you to be overcomer. He gave you that you be up and not down. Hallelujah. You be bold and not be afraid and not weak. Hallelujah. Now, brethren, Jesus Christ is not going to heal. He has already healed you. So when a pain is coming to your body, don't be thinking of getting the pain medicine to drink. Speak to your body. When my wife went for Willie Women meeting, Kentucky. Early in the morning, I was taking her luggage to the car to drop her in the airport. My left foot started hurting me. I didn't know how it happened. When she was gone, it became severe. I continued to pray and talking to my left foot. Meanwhile, the mind was, you have an issue, go to a hospital. No, no, no. Jesus Christ is faster than 911. Amen. Do you know when I want to go to the bathroom, I have to crawl. I couldn't walk with my left foot. The Lord would say, walk with your foot. Walk on it. I continued to pray. I was seeing the glory of God around my foot. Do you know? By the third day, that thing was gone completely. Hallelujah. Had it been, I wanted to sound the alarm. Oh, pastor, pray for me. The problem will go up. Because God gave you faith. That faith is in you. It's supposed to work. To know that your faith is working, let it work on your body. Not codeine, not M1B, not liver queen. The word of God is quicker. It's faster than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Are you still here? Are you following me or I'm too fast? Because that's when I'm talking fast. You say, is he speaking French? No, I speak English. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at the next phase of what I'm going to share with you. Acts chapter 12, verse 23. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 12. It's about Peter. Remember the story of Peter? When Herod, King James, say discovered that he pleased the Jews and he decided to arrest Peter. And immediately, okay, before then, let me read something here before them, before 23. Acts chapter 12. Are you still here? Oh, I still have some time. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus. Now, this is connected to prayer. Brethren, we need to wake up our prayer life. It's good to trust that people are praying for you. Jesus is praying for you. Holy Ghost is praying for you. Other brethren are praying for you. But you need to pray yourself. Pray. 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 Peter was arrested. Had it been that church was not praying, that would have been the end of Peter. Do you know the prayer they were praying moved heaven? It was a triangle. These people were praying. Prayer was going to heaven, and God sent angel to the jail. Can God still do that? It's God for you. It's God for you. Who can be against you? Hallelujah. Now, people are rallying around for religion. No, when people enter here, they can't come back. No, no picnic in here. No air conditioning here. No, no, there's nothing like that there. It's forever. They can't come back and make repentance. So let us be on the side of God. This brother was arrested because Herod discovered that he pleased the Jews. He wanted to order. Now what happened? When Peter was there in the jail, God sent forth his angel. Now when the angel is coming to your house, does he need a key? Praise the Lord. Does he need to send you a test? I'm coming. because of the way you are conducting yourself. Maybe you are praising God all the time, like Cornelius. His prayer was going to God and offering. God sent forth angel to Cornelius. This is what God did for Peter. God can do it for us. There are some Jewish people that were kidnapped. Can God send forth his angels to deliver them? Yes. Especially those ones who are born again among them. The word I want to drive at is this. Brother, we need to pray. We need to pray. And God will move for us. I'm praying that we will restore our 9VG in this church. Hallelujah. If we call for 9VG, many of us will come. Hallelujah. Pastor, did you see that? See the answer. They are hungry for 9VG. Hallelujah. 9 o'clock to 12 midnight. Pray in tongues. Pray. Okay, that reminds me of this testimony. When I newly came from Nigeria, I was working with Pastor Bob. They would ask me to pray. They noticed the way this guy prays is different. You can feel it. Not long, a Native American woman in Indiana called. Say, my husband has been apprehended in Iran because he was sent to America to be trained as a pilot. So I went into prayer. That is what I can do, to pray, intercede. That was a mistake I made as a early 80s. Do you know I pray interceding for myself? God said, "Ye born babe, if you know how to ask, he who created you, he will give it unto you. Who created the earth, he will give it to you." Do you know what I was interceding for? For documents to come back to America. I will leave that story. So I was praying, and I saw this brother. I don't know him. Tomorrow, I will know. If I see him, I will not know him. I saw him playing with his own child in America with a singlet. Now, someone who is in the jail, how can he be playing with his own son over here? It's impossible, except God. Do you know they released him? God, when they know you are a Christian and they are Muslims, the nestling is dead. God can intervene. Hallelujah. Your prayer can reach where nobody can reach. You may ask the State Department to help you. God is faster. Do you know when they released his brother? His passport, they gave it to him. He said, "No, you people have to buy me a ticket to go and see my dad." I said, "What? When people will be begging for their life, you are asking us?" Do you know they bought him a ticket to go and see his dad before he came to America? Only God can do that. He said, when he was in the jail, he was praying tongues. Now, a fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Jude says, when you pray in tongues, what are you doing? You are building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. God gave you that language. It's a language that God gave to you to communicate with him. Direct call. Not 911. Direct call to God. You don't see, God will hear you directly. Pray in tongues. If you don't know how to pray in tongues, you want to receive pray in tongues, the gift of baptism of the Holy Spirit, it's possible today. Because Jesus Christ is here. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. And they released that brother. He's back to America now. He's born again Christian. He used to be a Muslim. But God did turn his life around. Because of praying. This is what those brethren were doing in Acts chapter 12. They were praying. But when the answer came knocking on the door, they couldn't believe. Very surprising. Rhoda said, "It's Peter." They say, "It's his angel." Until they saw Peter face to face. Jesus Christ yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. Brethren, don't give up on the secrets that you know. God gave them to you for you to benefit, and that your people will benefit from it. Hallelujah. In closing, as I was praying during the week, I saw water like sea. It was bluish or greenish. As I looked closely, I saw a face. The face looked like my own, because my elder brother and myself would look alike. Then when I looked closely, I discovered it was my brother. You just can see the swollen of dead, can see dead. So I told the sister, I said, I'll pray for my brother. I want you to receive Jesus Christ before he will die. He said before. He said, oh. It's a testimony I heard by Shambach. I came to the altar for his own brother. And God turned it around. He confessed. He stood as if it was his brother was there. Do you know God honored that prayer? Is anyone today that wants to stand for his own brother or his own sister? You confess as if it's your brother or your sister that is there. God will hear and will answer and turn things around. I've prayed that prayer for my brother. Though he's a Catholic man, the Lord will turn his life. I will see him. But is he alive now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, before we conclude, I want to give Ruth, our sister, Sister Bola, to give her testimony. Sister Bola, I saw you while I was praying during the week. You look so beautiful, dressed like a young lady. I reverse whatsoever plan the enemy has for your life. You will not die. You will live to the glory of God to fulfill your destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Good morning, church. I'm so happy to be standing in front of all of you. And not the other way around. Yesterday I turned 63. As a young girl, they used to call me Dakudaji. I pass out just like that. So in school, they would call me Dakudaji. Nobody would want to touch me because they don't want to go to the principal's office. But the last 2 years has been only God knows. It gets to the point I get dizzy. If you see my lip, that was the last four. But the sky is there, it won't heal all right. And Bolanle, that's my daughter, saw the low, the high, the mid. And Bolanle has taken wash rag to clean me and help me to my room, just too much. And at one point I said to Bolanle, you know, if I should die, I'm ready. I just want to see you guys get married. I want to see my grandchildren. That's all that is not done yet. So Bolanle will say, I should not talk nonsense. And I said, don't give my clothes to Goodwill. Call my sisters to take all the Nigerians, but the English ones, you can give to Goodwill. And we started taking clothes and donating and all of that. Because I didn't believe that yesterday we come and I'll be here. But to the glory of God, here I am. Here I am. So I just want to say, Oshubarereo. Oshubarereo. Obatauri. Because I know that through it all, he's there. He's there. I fell down in my kitchen. I don't know how long I was out. And up to today, when I see that edge of granite, I don't know how God aligned me, and I did not hit my head. but he did it. And that was, that is therefore that Bolanle said, you cannot be alone. But I am marching on, and I will continue to march on. So I thank God. I thank my family, my GMI family. But my mother said I must not leave this church. So, and I know anytime I need you, you all stand up for me. Auntie Ebu, Auntie Buster, Brother Peter, Brother Yato, our Mr. and Mrs. Adegumi, Mrs. Abaraku, will send me post and all. But continue to pray for me. So I just want to get healthy. No more falls. I don't want to fall too much. So here I am. There is this, I share with Sister Bambo that have been ringing in my head. Emio, my mother sang that song when I get the NCLEX. It says, Emio, my young. Emi o ma gbe oga, emi o ma yin e o, emi o ma gbe oga, iwo sha ma satileyin mi, emi o ma gbe oga. So mama, that is to you. Thank you everyone. Thank you for that.
Please stand up and just stretch your hand towards her. It's well. Father, I lay my hand upon my sister, anoint her in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you've been tied, I untie you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any arrow of untimely death I've been releasing to you, I reverse it. I extract it back to sender in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word says, the long life you will satisfy us and show us your salvation. Father, I ask, O Lord, that your hand, mighty hand rest upon this body and quicken her body. According to Romans 8:11, if the spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead will also quicken your mortal bodies. I demand in the name of Jesus, body, be quickened. I refuse weakness, dizziness. Go in the name of Jesus. Life, come, life. Life, life, abundantly, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Happy birthday. Bolanle, let's pray for you. Come. Oh, she's over there. Hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Good to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I bless you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I bless you in the name of Jesus. That you are designed, God, will come to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Abba Father, for putting her there to help her mother, help her too, and compass her with victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Is anybody sick among us today? Anybody sick? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, raise up your hand. Say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father, I am your child, your very child. Because I have received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. It is written in your word If I ask anything in your name, you will do it. I ask you, Father, touch my body, the entire body. This is your temple, O Lord. Your temple. Quicken me. Every discomfort, I speak to your body now. I demand you to go in the name of Jesus. Every weakness on the right side, I reverse it in the name of Jesus Christ. I release life. Life. Abundant life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name. You are healed. Raise up thy right hand. And you do something for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be you. You are healed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to give offering. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for your word we've heard today. It will not come back to you void. I pray, O Lord, that everyone that will be quickened, they will take hold of this word. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Thank you for delivering my wife from accident this morning, from death. The man ran away who collided with her vehicle. Thank you. We commit that person unto your able hand. Thank you for sparing my wife's life.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. And amen.